How are you doing this morning? Hey, this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg, Master Scrum Master, and I was a coach. And the time in the wall says 7:20, so it's not 5 a.m. Though, no, I got up at 5 a.m. with dogs wanting to go out and getting everybody ready. So we're going to talk about today. I'm going to tell a story about an old, that was interesting. That was weird. YouTube. Anyway, I don't know. I had a major delay action. So I'm gonna tell a story about a stonemason, young guy I met, chatting with the other day, and trying to get ahead because there's a bunch of articles in YouTube about working for people for free and doing overtime and getting everybody to pay for all your training. So I want to talk about that. And I got a big old stone thing here. And this is probably about, I don't know, really 100 years old. This is from the Pennsylvania Railroad. It's marked in here, on here somewhere. It is somewhere marked. Anyway, I forget where the marking is. But yeah, it's an old railroad hammer, right? You could use it for stonemason work too. Maybe worked in the mines or something like the gold coal mines here in Pennsylvania. Anyway, so what we talk about here, we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way. Today, I'm not going to talk so much about Scrum and Agile, but Agile thinking, a growth mindset. So yeah, I'm going to talk about that a little bit. And then talking about my encounter with a young stonemason and his journey. And then we do this, we bring value to the customer, get home at a decent time, not working crazy hours, and try to get realistic and have some fun, right? It's kind of crazy out there. So why the stonemason story? Well, one, wasn't sure what I wanted to talk about today, but there was a couple articles over the weekend, and I'm just going to write them as I talk a little bit on them. There was an article I saw on LinkedIn. About one was from one of the influencers. She was from Amazon. And she talked about if you had a manager who was really good, should you, and they asked you to work overtime, should you? So that was driving something in my head. And then I'll talk about that in another episode. But there was working for a manager for overtime. OT for manager. And I'll probably do that as tomorrow's show. And I'll talk about the logic behind that and how from an Agile perspective, it doesn't make any sense. Except unless you want to advance yourself, which is what we're going to talk about today. And then the other one was I put up a post about getting training on weekends and weeknights and weekdays and what do you prefer? And there was a discussion where one of the, my connections was talking about. Actually, I don't know if he was. It was a second connection, but I invited him to become a connection, and he did. That company should pay for training, which I totally would love it. You got that gig? That's awesome. So those are the two points on there. But I want to talk about the story and why I want to talk about the story and what the two of them triggered for me. One is so. Talking to this stonemason, you want to call him a stonemason, journeyman, however you want to call it. We were chatting, and what was really admirable about this young man was that he was working on side gigs to make extra money to take advantage of what he could do, what he was at his age, building a business, overseeing a bunch of other people that are learning the trade, and making some money on the side and making extra money while he's working. And you know what? It just inspires me to get off my tail and get going. Because if I let this little guy, young guy, make me one more power to him. All I got to say is, and that's the people with the go-get-it attitude, right? And that kind of links back to the training thing and the growth mindset. Now, on the one thing I posted up for training times and all, one of the persons said, well, you know, they should open up time for your own training. Yes, that would be great. However, if it's not there and this is what you want, The growth mindset says I'll train, and this also relates to overtime. So we're going to hit that in a second. So the idea being, if you really want to grow, sometimes you got to put extra work into it. Like a professional athlete, they don't just work during the season. They go off season, hire trainers, hire coaches, get in shape, do all that kind of stuff. So, you know, those are the kind of things you do when you want to like grow, right? If you don't want to grow and just what everybody gives you, then you'll just grow as much as they give you. You know, the status quo comes really low versus a high status quo. Like one of the quotes, you know, I had this when I was a kid too. So I worked in these fields, and one was like somebody said, you know, you shouldn't work so hard because you make us all look bad, right? So that's that attitude where the company should give us everything. It was like, you know, if you wait for somebody else to give you something, you ain't going to get it, and you're going to be disappointed. It's going to take a long time for you to get it, a long time. So the question is, are you a growth mindset? Are you a wait mindset that you're just waiting for the corporate entities to give you the capability to achieve what you want? The beauty about this young stonemason, he was wasn't waiting, right? Which it's just, and that's another conversation, because you should connect with people that are of the growth mindset. So you are of the growth mindset, because to be honest with you, it gives you a little competition to compete. So it was a great conversation I had, and I'm going to help him out, maybe do some, see what he's doing, and maybe join up with him, to be honest with you. It's always good to see people with energy. Kind of hang out with people with energy. It's a good thing. And then the article from Amazon, right? So I said, if they're not going to pay you for the overtime, and typically overtime means time and a half, the double time for what you normally do outside of your thing. Because the question was, what if you had a real good manager that was really good and they asked you to work overtime? And we're going to talk about that. My thing, we'll have a whole show on that. But my thought is, okay, you either get paid or depends on what you're doing. If it's a growth mindset item, like learning a new craft, or, hey, you know, I'm gonna add this new variable or experiment this thing because I want to learn, I'll do some overtime. I won't get paid for it. Don't mind, because I'm going to learn a new skill that puts me above and beyond the rest, or I'm going to learn a new skill that's going to help do automation for some of the stuff I used to do, therefore go faster. So therefore I get more stuff done and I get to go home at a decent hour, and I shouldn't be working overtime ever again because don't need to. And I can make money like the stonemason on a side gig and make more money above everybody else because I'm getting more revenue. So that's where it all connects. So the idea being, if you follow what the stonemason did, you have a growth mindset. You do really efficient in what you do, which frees up more time for you to grow in your own business, which you can control, that someday you'll manage enough that you don't have to wait for corporate entities to tell you what you can and can't do. If you want to take a class, you own the company, you can take any class you want because you can write it off as a business expense. Versus an education, which we're in the States, you don't necessarily get to write off your taxes. So do you want to be of a fixed mindset where you wait for the corporate entity to pay for your training to grow in a growth mindset? Or do you want to grow? Take a lot of things we're talking about on this show every day to make your life better in the long run for you, your kids, whatever you want for you. I don't care. However you want to do it. So that is the story of the stonemason. I hope that story encourages everybody to be of a growth mindset. I mean, when you get someone that's 20 years younger than you, this kicking your tail, it's like, dang, I got to get going. So I got to hopefully got another 20 plus years of working. So I got 20 years to catch up, though I did at the same time back then. Anyway, that's what I had for today. Think of the growth mindset. You know, how, if you want, if you don't want to, it's fine. Most people who watch the show are of the growth mindset anyhow. How do I compete? How do I grow? Do I wait for other people? Do I do my own thing? Do I take these ideas, work better so I can get free time to work on other projects that will grow me in the long run? So, lesson from a little stonemason, right? I got my old hammer. I have a stonemason hammer downstairs too. I have two. that I couldn't find, so I just picked that one up. With that, thumbs up. You know, give us a little thumbs up if you like the show. Like the Stonemason story, let me know. Ring the little bell. And again, we'll talk on another episode about the overtime and should you do it. Okay? Have a great day. Enjoy. And we'll see you tomorrow.